From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia was joined by China Monday, vetoing the latest UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire in the embattled city Aleppo to allow in humanitarian aid for thousands of trapped civilians. Russia's ambassador argued the rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify positions. U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson said the action would only serve to deprive besieged civilians of life-saving aid.
They have vetoed the delivery of basic medicine to people who will die without it. They have vetoed the evacuation of sick and dying people who have no chance of surviving in the bombed-out hospitals and clinics of eastern Aleppo. They have vetoed the delivery of food to civilians who could starve to death, and in the case of vulnerable children, suffer lifelong effects from severe malnutrition. They have vetoed the lives of innocent Syrians.
Meanwhile, Russia said it will start talks with the U.S. this week on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press their offensive against the rebel-held sector. Rebel leaders are refusing to leave. Ghana's President John Mahama Monday campaigned in a tough re-election battle ahead of Wednesday's election, saying he had done his best to improve economic conditions.
Over the 4 years, we have managed to stabilize our economy, we have resolved our power challenges, and we have significantly improved our social and economic infrastructure.
Mr. Mahama is seeking a second final four-year term in a race thought to be close with his chief rival, real estate investor Nana Akufo-Addo. They are among seven presidential candidates, along with dozens of members of parliament, for election. This is VOA News. The Obama administration sought to reassure China Monday of its continued support of the One China policy after President-elect Donald Trump Friday took a congratulatory phone call from the president of Taiwan. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
U.S. officials, including senior officials of the National Security Council, have been in touch with their Chinese counterparts to reiterate our country's continued commitment to a One China policy. This is a policy that is based on three joint U.S.-China communiques that were negotiated by different U.S. presidents and different parties, and, of course, by the Taiwan Relations Act. This is a policy that's been in place for nearly 40 years, and it has been focused on promoting and preserving peace and stability in the Strait.
The Trump-Taiwan call received a strong diplomatic protest from Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking in Berlin Monday, cautioned against global anxiety and discussed the importance of transatlantic ties as the world awaits the incoming administration of President-elect Trump.
We're going to be okay. We're going to make it, folks, and I'm absolutely confident about that. We just have to keep our heads about it and stay steady and keep working in the same direction. And this alliance is not just about the United States and Germany. This alliance is critical to everybody on this planet.
Kerry said the anxiety he referred to involved Brexit and Sunday's defeated Italian referendum. He also tried to blunt criticism by Mr. Trump of the Iran nuclear agreement. Libyan militia forces loyal to the country's fledgling National Unity government claim Monday to have seized full control of the coastal city of Sirte, controlled by the Islamic State for 18 months. Brigadier Al-Hadi Salem said great progress has been made toward the coastal Giza axis. Although progress has been slowed by snipers and landmines, the operation to retake Sirte was launched in June. It has cost hundreds of lives. The UN announced Monday it identified more than 40 peacekeepers of the MINUSCA force accused of sexual abuse in Central African Republic. A UN spokesman said the 41 involved are 25 from Burundi, 16 from Gabon. Uzbekistan's acting president scored a landslide presidential election victory Sunday in the first vote since the death of authoritarian leader Islam Karimov. Shavkat Mirziyoyev received nearly 90% of the vote despite charges of voting irregularities. The Brazilian Senate president was suspended from his post Monday by the country's Supreme Court as he prepares to stand trial on corruption charges. U.S. stocks rose again Monday with the benchmark Dow Jones average reaching record territory. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.